This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Do not give what is holy to the dog, nor cast your pearls before swine. You see, the inquiring mind you should share this with, those that are just trying to trip you up and take you down, out of the Son of God's mouth himself. Don't waste your time. He didn't do it. He didn't answer their questions. They asked him questions. He would stay silent. He deliberately didn't answer their question. As a lamb before its shearers is silent, it says in Isaiah 53, so he opened not his mouth. If you really want to know, because you want to know about the truth, come, I'll be glad to share with you what the Bible says. If you're trying to bring me down and you are asking me for the wrong motives, then live however you want. Homosexual lifestyle, eat, drink, fornication, knock yourself out. And that's not where I stand. I stand with the Word of God. That wouldn't last with me for 30 seconds anyway. I just couldn't contain myself. My mouth would not stay shut. It would open, and the truth would come out of it. Do not associate with a brother who is. Okay, let's move forward. Therefore, having one son as beloved, he also sent him to them, saying, surely they will respect my son. But those vine dressers said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they took him and killed him, cast him out of the vineyard. This isn't that funny. God knew what their answer was anyway. And God still casted his pearl. Right? The pearl of great price. The incredible pearl of the Son of God, his own son. He knew what our answer was going to be, and he still did it anyway. Is that love or what? So they took him, killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. Verse 9, therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. All right, now this is a parable of the nation of Israel and of their rejection of the beloved Son of God. Now, verse 10, he says, why would this surprise you? Once again, you see, it's written in the Word that it would be this way. Verse 10, it says, have you not even read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? And that's what really burns their britches, if you ask me. That 1,000 years earlier, their very own scriptures predicted this and condemned them from 1,000 years ago. And notice who's responsible for this. Who's responsible for what happened? Is it their own sin? Is it their own shortcomings? Is it their own pride? Is it their own arrogance? What does the Word say? Verse 11, look what it says. This was the Lord's doing. This was the Lord's doing. How can this be? Everything that happened to Jesus, the attitude of the Jews, the falling away of the entire nation of Israel, this was the Lord's doing. How can this be? Are you telling me, preacher, that this was God's plan all along? I say to you, yes, it was. Here's what happened. Now, Paul explains the big picture. Turn with me, please. Romans chapter 9, verse 30. It says this. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles... Let's change the word Gentile. Let's change it. Let me change it to you. And again, I'm mishmashing between King James and New King James. What shall we say then? That you, who did not pursue righteousness, have attained righteousness? Even the righteousness of faith? But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Verse 32. Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense. And whosoever believeth in him should not be ashamed. So the Jews, like so many Christians today, were trying to keep the law in order to be right with God. Have you ever heard that one before? Has anyone ever told you to just keep the Ten Commandments and you'll be right with God? To be a good person, keep the commandments. How many of them? I mean, the Pharisees added 513 of their own commandments. And James says, whoever keeps all the commandments and stumbles at one of them is guilty of all. And then they ran smack into Jesus Christ, who must be received by faith, not by works. This is what happened to them. I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whoever believeth in him will not be ashamed. Now, as a result of this, let's turn to chapter 11 here in Romans. Chapter 11, verse 25. Now, I'm showing you why this was the Lord's doing. We just looked at everything that happened to Israel. Psalm 118 explained to us, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And he says, this was the Lord's doing. I want you to see why it was the Lord's doing. Verse 25. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. It says, for I would not, brethren, that ye be ignorant of this mystery, lest you be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel. Notice the word until. You see that? Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Verse 28. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Meaning God doesn't change his mind depending on what day of the week it is. New King James says the gift and the calling of God are irrevocable. He's not going back on what he said. Verse 30. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also might obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Hallelujah. So was this God's plan all along?
Yes.
Why? Well, because he loves you. And because God loves the world. and wants you and everyone else to be reconciled back to him. Okay, what's Israel's future? Verse 26. Again, we're still in Romans 11. Verse 26, it says, and so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer, or there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. When will this happen? Let me quote it again, verse 25. Blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness, or until, hear me out here, church. Why don't the Jews believe? Why are they in a state that they are? Why do we believe and they don't? Listen to this. Blindness, that's the Greek word parousis. Parousis, blindness. In part, that is not every Jew, lots of Jews believe. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. Think about that. Fullness of the Gentiles. You see, there's a number written down somewhere, perhaps on a napkin. And on that napkin is the total sum number. S-U-M, the total sum number of Gentiles who will be saved. And once that number is reached,
I'm going to have to cut into the end of this. I'll finish that sentence, though. Once that number is hit, then that's all she wrote. Then it's all over. Then Luke 13, 24, Matthew chapter 25, Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, all that comes to pass. And that is when the master of the house is going to rise up and shut the door. And then you read the scary text that says many will try to get in, but will not be able. And that's what's coming up very, very soon. We never know. These seats are filling up. Heaven has a maximum capacity sign on the outside of the pearly gates. And that number, I believe, is rapidly reaching its fulfillment. So we're out of time here for today. Once again, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church on Sunday at 10:30. We're looking at the days of Lot. What characterized the days of Lot? I believe you know as well as I know. That's one of the Lord Jesus' signs. His return is near. So God bless everyone. Have a great weekend. Remember, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Portions of WMIE's Broadcasting Day are underwritten by Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, located at 2260 Sarno Road in Melbourne. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming, available at 321-622-6963. Once again, 321-622-6963. 6963. We're so grateful to Heavenly Touch Dog and Cat Grooming
for their support and partnership